is Tim Alexander, who has expertise in geopolitical issues, military and strategic issues that are par excellence. And did you have a chance to look or even see some of the articles, Tim, out of the so-called intelligence briefing going on with the various people, including Tim Cocaine, I call him, and other members asking tough questions of the so-called intelligence briefing, and people like Mr. Clapper, et cetera? What have you, have you seen any or have an opinion on it?
It's really a pathetic joke. They have no evidence. Now they've changed direction, and it's the third party that was doing it for Russia. It's a joke. And Trump is determined. I just have an article that I'm posting right now on my blog. Trump is determined to kind of take a meat axe to the CIA and the intelligence organization to restructure it and to end this political... these guys are globalist. They're following an agenda that is not an American agenda. In fact, it's opposite of an American agenda. It's an agenda to serve foreign banking interest. And, that needs to end.
Right.
And I believe that Donald Trump is going to end it. And I cannot wait to see Barack Hussein Obama referred to as ex-President Obama. And then I can't wait to see him in cuffs being led away to prison for the rest of his life.
Well, Tucker Carlson made a very good statement about Barack Obama. He says his legacy by March will be like one of these balloon versions of Obama that's been let the air out. And by that, by March, his legacy will be microscopic. You'll need to take on a microscope to find it. Because his legacy of Obamacare is going to be removed. His legacy of the Iran $400 million given to these guys to give them, you know, missile systems will be going, gone. His legacy of regime change and not supporting Israel, which is putting the whole Middle East in danger of thermonuclear wars, triggering off a collision and an extinction-level event to kill everybody. And to be honest with you, the moves by Russia are just counter moves to our moves, which have pissed them off. When you set missile systems that are first strike weapons along the Polish border and you deploy NATO and even Canadian or European troops, what the hell do you expect? Do you expect not Russia to go to Kaliningrad and set up the Iskander missile systems? Are you an idiot? Do you think that they're just going to be pushed around? I don't think so. And if you collaborate with Russia, you can get rid of ISIS. And you can stop supporting us. Even Erdogan has stated that this freaking president, this Muslim mole, Obama, and his cohort, Brennan, have been screwing the nation and putting us in grave danger for years now. And finally, this is going to end. I mean, and this maniac now tries to push health care where 86% of people can't even afford the co-pays. It's freaking useless. It's killing people. And
well,
they still want to push it.
They're shelling out $300 or more dollars a month or something that has virtually no benefit.
Well, I talked to Jason today, who's my tech who came here to DirecTV, and I want to share part of the story, because I'm going to actually call him and have him on the show. And Jason was a tech with CENTCOM, and he actually worked, they were there with Benghazi, and there were three guys of Marines with the tags on, and their cameras, while these attacks were going on over a number of hours. We could have scrambled troops and air cover from Italy. We had another center with a number of forces, guys only an hour and a half away. Hillary Clinton didn't, because she wanted Senator Ambassador Stevens and these non-combatant former military people working on contract over there from San Diego County working for other corporations to die because they were doing illegal arms transfers through Stevens, which is an arms transshipment point. And we were trying to get back man pads, which we'd given to the Libyans, and they were pissed that we tried to get them back because we were going to give them to the Syrians. This is at the beginning of this Syrian war, so they could shoot down Russian jets and really cause a big trouble. Now, Hillary Clinton is out of her freaking mind. This woman is so satanically evil. I got to say, she's the most evil person I've ever met on the planet. And Barack Obama's not far behind because this guy is a total prostitute. And the problem is that you have people inside the intelligence community that are lying.
Ron Emanuel were literally, actually, figuratively paid for tricks in gay bathhouses.
They're called butt buddies, okay? Butt buddies. Not only that, his brother was hired in this commission by the Democrats to put together health care. And I've changed his name, too. I like changing names up. His name is Ezekiel Emanuel. Not Ezekiel. Ezekiel. So here's the facts, okay? You're not even going to get this on Tucker Carlson Show, which is good, or O'Reilly or Hannity over in Fox, which are the better. I don't even watch the other networks. They're disgusting. But Fox has got to get a hell of a lot further. If Fox brought somebody like me on who had intelligence clearance at the presidential level, has ongoing contacts right now, and are going to bring on people like this guy, Jason.
No, you're outside of the box. I'm
so far out of the box, I'm in a different dimension. And even people like WikiLeaks Assange, he's acting as a data transshipment point because he's a cyber sleuth. The fact is, I've been on the inside, and I still have contacts on the inside, both natural and supernatural, that allow me to have information about what the hell is really going on. And the public should freak out by the fact we have 8 years of this fake president who's not an American, with a fake family, fake birth certificate, fake photos. He's the Photoshop kid. This is freaking ridiculous. Put together by George Soros and Zbigniew Brzezinski, the master of the Grand Chessboard, this is out of the freaking box nuts. And the fact that we haven't prosecuted Obama, I think the so-called cover-your-ass presidential scheme that's going on for generations is over. I guarantee you that Hillary Clinton's going down, and so is the Abominator. They're going to end up with investigations, including Mr. Arpaio and the forensics. In fact, I talked to a forensic expert, a cyber sleuth that actually owns the company here in he's out of California, but he lives in Carson City. And he contacted me about a relative of another total had different issue, but he actually made it known that he listens to the program because he does the contract work for the NSA and CIA on pulling apart pictures like the birth certificate. And he pulled it apart himself digitally and said they knew years ago that his birth certificate was fake, that he didn't have a Connecticut driver's license, that Obama is a complete fabrication out of cyberspace. He doesn't exist. Obama is a fabrication. People need to know that. And this is from people inside the friggin' intelligence community that are even doing contract work. So I'm disgusted.
You know, I have friends that hate Obama because they were diehard Republicans. Now, I'm not a diehard Republican or a diehard Democrat. I consider myself a diehard American.
Right.
And I have tried to explain, like, to one buddy, a very intelligent guy, and about Pizzagate, and he said, "Well, I don't know anything about that." I said, "Well, for crying out loud, you get all your information from the mainstream media. Of course, you don't know anything about it." And so I explained a little bit to him, and he was just like, "Oh, wow!" And you could tell he didn't know whether to believe it or not. See, and I think it's very, very important that this Pizzagate, as they call it, because that's a rather innocuous and innocent-sounding name, just like calling a murdered baby a fetus. You know, it's a wordplay. A Pizzagate is about the ritualistic rape of children and the ritualistic murders in a satanic ritual of children. Now that's what it's about.
Right.
And we know for a fact from all these leaked information from Hillary's campaign manager and from her girlfriend's husband, ex-Congressman Wiener, we know that this went right into her circles.
Now,
we know that she went down to the rape capital down in the Cayman Islands more than once. We know that her husband went probably 40 times.
Right.
This is where underage minors are raped. We know
you got to look beyond the sexual side of this. Do you want me to explain exactly what's going on when this happens?
Now,
this may be foreign to people because they go to
what
I call Milk and Cookies Church. Okay. Most Christians, most people that are going to a public religion are basically going to a mind control school. They're not being told the whole truth about what's going on the spirit or astral plane. Let me tell you some stuff here, and I won't take too long, but I'm going to open up some things that I know that you need to know. They're collecting what's called ectoplasm. What they're doing is they're not just doing a sexual act. They're actually giving an astral sacrifice to demonic beings that occur in a parallel universe. That universe is populated by Satan as the prince of the power of the air and his demonic horde. People need to understand this. We're not just dealing with something that's airy-fairy or psychotic behavior or sexual perversion. It goes way beyond sexual perversion. Because you're not just perverting sex. You're actually not only putting perverted sex on these children, you're actually eating them or drinking their blood. You're actually doing things that's an astral sacrifice to a demonic court. And they gain power and control because they believe they control reality. They can actually get, if you want to control, gifts, power, and life extension and so on by doing these damn things. And they don't want to make the news. They want to create the news by literally doing astral sacrifice and acting as witches and warlocks. They're no different than, you know, the Lord of the Rings, you know, Saruman the Magnificent, this chief wizard who pretends to be a white wizard when he's a black wizard, and he's literally creating all these monsters. What people should start to understand is you're never going to understand this if you just bump your nose against the glass and think it's just psychotic or sexually perverted people. It's not. It goes way, way beyond that. So when they're killing these people, or even why, for example, women could simply have a vow put in place so they wouldn't have to get pregnant. I believe every woman has a right to be sterile. They do not have the right to kill a baby, even including in its first stages as an embryo. And the reason, I'll give you a good example, there's a case where a female celebrity in Hollywood and her husband were together. They actually named these embryo baby girls, and they gave them a settlement of money that's in a bank account in Louisiana. And the ex-husband now wants to have these children born because they won't even get their settlement until they're born, but they actually have a name already. All they have to do is implant them, even a surrogate mother, and they're going to be born. What does that do for this whole idea of the fact that if they have a right to inheritorship? And we've talked about this with Dr. Fred Graves of Jurisdictionary, and he's talked to the Supreme Court. They know damn well if they could see the genetic heritage difference and the fact that they can look at an ultrasound, 78% of women who are going to abort and have to, by, say, Texas and other Oklahoma laws, see an ultrasound. They don't. They don't because they realize that it's a separate person, it's a separate baby. But what about somebody like me? If I went to the dark side, I could take these embryos, genetically hybridize them with transgenic material from various animals and apes and other creatures, and I could create cyborg super soldiers. Are they going to stop me? Not likely if I decide to go to the dark side and work for DARPA. So do these morons understand, including women, that the future doesn't need them? The future doesn't need wild human reproduction. They can take a punch biopsy of your arm, male or female, and they can make sperm and eggs. Do you know that? They can do that today. With CRISPR-9 technology, we can literally create any combination of life we want to today. We don't need to wait. The brave new world is here.
You can blow up the whole world, too.
But so people need to understand that if somebody wants to argue with me, I am going to show them the ultimate in intellectual violence. I am going to dismember them and do an intellectual vivisection and mix mental martial arts on them. And I'm not nice. Let me tell you, I'm the extreme uber.
I've got a quote that I've got on it on my blog. It's in one of my artwork at the beginning. It's real short. Let me read it.
Yeah, go ahead.
To call the cabal crazy is an insult to all insane people.
Right.
To call them psychopathic is an insult to all true psychopaths. To call them evil is an understatement. To call them mass murderers is an insult to even the most brutal of mass murderers.
Right.
Their thirst for endless wars and killing is clearly something outside of human thinking. It is not even human in general. It is truly demonic, something from a totally different dimension, a spiritual dimension from the fallen Lucifer and from hell itself.
Right. Sterling. People need to understand that Lucifer is and was the most intelligent created being in the universe other than the Creator God himself. And he says this quote, and I'm saying, remember the name Barack Obama, because Obama took the name recommended by Zbigniew Brzezinski of Lucifer, lightning fallen from heaven. Barack Obama. Okay? So you need to know the ontogeny of his name. Satan has said, basically in Isaiah and elsewhere, that I shall ascend to the north parts, I shall be as the Most High. Now he occupied the first heaven, which means he was the chief angel of the chorus, worshiping the Most High God. He was cast out of the first heaven into the second heaven, which is the astral plane of the spirit realm and the soul. Now, it says at the time of the end, he will be cast out of the second realm to the earthly plane. So during the tribulation, Satan himself, who's never been here, by the way, will be here. People need to know his beings are here, but Lucifer himself is coming. Damn it. And they need to understand this is not a game. We have to understand it's exoplanetary. That's why groups, for example, worship the ancient Naga or Chitahuri in South Africa. These monsters are worshiping reptilian gods from the star system Orion. They're just a proxy for this galactic and cosmic being that's literally the most powerful created organism that ever existed in the universe that certainly can't match the Creator God. but boy, we're no match for Satan. Anybody who thinks they're a match for Satan is a moron. Without the power of the Most High God
well, you're,
in us.
Yeah, you, with God, you're a
with,
match
with, for with God in us, Satan is nothing. But without God and without the leaning of his knowledge, wisdom, and power, we're friggin' hors d'oeuvres. We're nothing. And that's why we can't understand space, that's just what he's doing. He manipulates every side, even above each side and above the sides. And even when we're doing something that looks good, for example, right now we've got Donald Trump in there, things are going to happen. Mike Pompeo, for example, has to set up a pre-crime cyber state to protect us from terrorism because we've got so damn many not only coming in, but 9.7 million Muslims that are potential terrorists because they're homegrown like Amr al-Awlaki. So if we don't have a cyber state, we're going to die. You're going to go to a shopping center someday or go to a stadium for a game, and somebody's going to have a nail bomb or biological, radiological weapon, and they're going to blow you all to hell. People say, that can't happen, Dr. Deagle. I did the simulations with the FBI, CDC, and the federal government. Okay, in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter. I was one of the point men working with these guys and special ops and the government doing the simulations. So I'm not pulling this back off you. I'm in 1997 when I did this with Reserve Admiral Hughes and the Swedish Hospital Medical Center and Performing Arts Center and all the other cyber runs that we did up on the NOAA computers. You need to realize out there, there is nobody like me anywhere on radio or TV on the planet that's ever had the level of experience, training, knowledge, and understanding it. I'm scared out of my freaking mind that people don't grasp it yet. They don't grasp that even with Donald Trump in there, now the danger's increased dramatically. Because they're going to do real bad shit. They're going to try to kill him. They're going to try to do major terrorism on us. And the only way we can protect ourselves is to have Mr. Pompeo actually create a pre-crime database primarily against these Muslims to get them all and monitor every damn move they make. Where do they put their bank accounts? Who they're sending their money? What are their tweets? We need to know all this stuff.
We need to go after the actual players at the top. The Rothschild.
Well, no, that's only part of it. You can't just snip off the top. You got to talk about idiots like this guy.
That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you can't just get the idiots. You got to go to the top.
Oh, you got to get everybody. Have to have cyber tracking of everybody. You need to know every financial transaction, every tweet, every Facebook page.
And there are people that need to be arrested, tried, convicted, and properly hung. And
they're not going to do that. Listen,
people like George Soros.
Give an example, Tim, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, and I asked Harley, too. This guy over in Britain that took this truck and went down this Christmas market and killed all these people.
Germany, right? You mean?
He burnt down their thing in Italy, their housing, when he first came through, and he was put in prison for 2 years. They were sending up deportation papers, and they're so freaking incompetent. They didn't do it, quote, within a time period, so they just released him, and he got on a train and went to Germany.
He had about 14 different identities.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And they, by the way, they knew all of them, and they were tracking him, but they decided not to pick him up because, you know, he had a right to keep on moving. I was like, are you freaking out of your mind? If I was the director over there,
well,
I would
say, about the idiot that raped the 12-year-old girl on a public bus?
Well, how about this? Why didn't they have a tracker?
He'd been kicked out 19 times.
Why didn't they have a tracker chip on him and maybe one of these cyber tracking cameras? So they know exactly what he was doing.
He just sent him back, by the way, the 20th time, in a box.
Well, let's put it this way. Our Marines over there in Benghazi, three of them were there, by the way. I talked to this intelligence officer at CENTCOM today. And they had three Marines, and they actually could see in 24/7 live camera of exactly what they were going through with these attacks, and they weren't doing a damn thing, Hillary Clinton, State Department, or Barack Obama. Okay? And then they lied and tried to say it was created by a response to this video about, 9/11. What a pile of crap.
Yeah, yeah.
These damn people are criminals by omission rather than just commission, and they let them get killed because it was good to cover up the crap they'd already done.
Yep.
And I hope that Trump's team takes them down to Chinatown. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, all the other corrupt people inside the government departments and the media, they need to go to a place like Guantanamo.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me, snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
And Tim, like you repeat what you just said about John Kerry.
Yeah,
it could even be material for SNL Saturday Night Live because it's so over the top nuts. It actually is funny in a very ghoulish way.
Well, this is a quote from the Last Great Stand .com, and they've got an article. It's just two sentences long. Speaking, referring to Obama's unprecedented recent acts of betrayal in a post earlier today titled Trump to Drop Bombshell This Week About Alleged Russian Hacking Story, it was reported that a member of Trump's transition team recently was quoted saying, quote, at this rate, the feeling is Obama will have to face consequences for what he is doing right now. We can take a very close look at him. Valerie Jarrett, John Kerry, and his inner circle to see what they have really been doing, end quote.
Wow.
Now, I've been saying privately that Obama is mooning, literally mooning Trump, and is just behaving like a deranged little child. And
schoolish. He's behaving like a deranged high school girl is what he's doing. He's not an act male. He's acting like a deranged female high school student who's lost her marbles on dope.
And I want to tell you, so has Hillary and some of the people around them. Now, they lost. it's over, but they don't want to let it go. Well, you know, when you run a campaign like Trump did or anybody else, it's a hard-fought campaign, and he understands that things happen in campaigns that are pretty, you know, hard blows, and at the end you probably walk away from it. But that was November, early November. We're now in January.
By the way, you know the Bushes and Clintons,
going on.
They're going to still be at the inauguration. Even after all the freaking attacks, they're going to be at the inauguration ball.
Yeah, well, so's George Bush the second, and
These morons are going to realize that the CIA cover-your-ass previous president game is over. And Trump is going to do, which is politically smart, he's going to stand back, and now he's wound up his team of titans. They're going to go after him with the congressional investigations of lots of good
time. And the Justice Department as well.
And he's going to reform the Intelligence Committee. And these guys are going to continue their investigating and chewing away at the data over the next few years. And you're going to start seeing bad shit happen. And not just to Obama. You're going to see it happen to George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr. You're going to start going back multiple presidencies and finding crap that really shouldn't have happened. That's what's going to happen. It's not just Democrat. It's Republican, too.
The truth has to come out. And I don't want any lies made about any of them. I want the truth to come out. If Michelle is really Michael with a penis.
No. Mike the Spike. She's got a package. That's what she's got a spike.
If that's true, and if the kids are adopted, and if Barack Hussein Obama or what other history.
I talked to an intelligence expert in the last few days that actually did the contract work for the government, stripping apart the actual birth certificate, and knew years ago when this first came out, and Barack Obama was actually in his first campaign in 2008, was being accused by Hillary Clinton and her cohorts of being a fabricated president. The fact is, it's true. And then this guy told me that they pulled apart the data, and they knew that his fake certificate now, and after the forensics of Sheriff Arpaio, they've gone through enough forensic investigation. This guy is a phony. Obama is not an American. He's a complete fabrication.
Okay, let's first deal with Mike the Spike.
Right.
If Mike the Spike is Mike, not Michelle.
Right.
At that time when they were wedded, it was not legal for two men to marry one another. Which means,
well, first off, the word marriage is a religious ceremony. It's not.
I know. But
so the Supreme Court to say they're going to allow marriage to me is a violation of the idea of the constitutional rights of individuals. The Supreme Court hasn't got a friggin' thing to say about marriage. It's a religious ceremony. It's not a secular one.
We come back.
They can have. They can have a
case here.
Yeah.
For them hanging.
Oh yeah. I mean, this is all.
No,
it's
I'm
their,
serious.
It's telling the American public.
I'm not sure whether they hang him or shoot him for high treason, but it's still on the book, and there a legal case can be made for it.
Yeah. Well, when we get further concerned, the globalists have basically been laughing in our face.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Agenda and your blog all up to date for today, or is it going up after the show? How far is it?
Some has been updated, and some will be.
Will you be ready after the show with an hour or two, or do you want to do it tomorrow? We'll do our update.
No, we can do it. We can do it. Let me finish this, because I studied law at one of the best law schools on earth, University of London. It was English law, but it's still...
You're not a lawyer, but you studied the law, though, right?
Yeah.
Now, by the way, while you're mentioning that, I want to tell people, not only British law, but there's something like 57 countries plus that use British-type law or American law, and the how-to-win-in-court course that we have, which is $250, is well worth it for anybody in an English-speaking system, including China and Russia and many other countries. Need to learn the operation of the law in order to protect your rights. Your rights are only protected by the law. I like people to go to the witness box rather than the cartridge box. The cartridge box is only because you failed at doing everything else, including political action, which we're doing here today, real citizen journalism, which I'm retired. I don't have to do this. I'm doing this because I want a future for my kids and grandkids. I want a future for the rest of my life that's not miserable. And I'm damn sure, thanking God and kissing the ground, that God gave us Trump Pence, the Trump Pence of God, to give us grace. But we can't just let Trump and Pence run. We've got to keep a choke chain on them to make sure they don't do stupid things or act naive in areas which they really don't know what the hell they're doing.
Right. Okay, let's talk about
what they do. So
let's talk about this legal thing for a minute.
Yeah,
now I'll cover the easy part, the little part first. And that is, if Mike the Spike is male, he's not the First Lady. He's not married to Barack Obama, unless they just got married in the last couple of years. But when they went in the White House, he was not married. And if the children are not really even adopted, but the friends of theirs' children that they they are using as a cover story, okay, then all the millions spent protecting Mike the Spike and those children were was fraudulently spent.
You're kidding.
People that signed off
on it
benefited it, including
Obama. Right? Is that a conspiracy theory or is that logic?
No, it's logic. It's legal logic.
Oh, my God. That
they
hurts
are
even
responsible
more, I mean.
For this. And we're talking about multiple felonies with many years imprisonment. Okay, now, that's the little
part. Is that in prison with widescreen TVs, time to go outside, and time to play?
No, I don't think so.
Time to go to a poker table or go to Vegas? No, they don't get day passes.
Okay, here's the biggie. Here's the biggie, though. If and if Barack Hussein Obama, or whatever the hell his name is not an American citizen, and it's pretty certain looking at it, we know he his undergraduate years he got a scholarship based on being a foreign national, and
well,
a lot
you
of
know his initials of his real name, Barry Satoru, or BS, right?
He is full of BS. But okay, now. If, okay, let's draw an analogy. During the Cold War, what if someone, if the Soviets had snuck a guy in, you know, a Manchurian candidate type person, and they put him in the White House, and but he was really born a Russian, okay? Now, when we found this out, what would happen? Well, he would be charged, and since he had been living in the United States...
He'd be charged on the Espionage Act, and he'd be executed. Probably really quickly.
He would be charged with high treason.
Right.
And the people around him that knew it, facilitated it, covered it up, conspiracies before, during, and after the fact, etc., they would be charged with high treason. They would have been found guilty, and they would have been executed.
Right.
Why is it any difference today? This man was not and is not an American citizen. There's no record of him ever having been made an American citizen. If he was born outside, okay, and wasn't an American citizen, he's still not an American citizen. And if Mike the Spike knows that and helps facilitate, how about Valerie Jarrett? How about the vice president? How about all these people around him that covered it up, that facilitated? That constitutes high treason, and that's a hanging offense. I don't know if they really hang him or shoot him. It doesn't matter.
You know what the modern equivalent of hanging is now? Putting you in prison without internet.
No, some states
and no direct TV.
Laws, yeah, but they still turn you into room temperature mush, and why shouldn't those laws be applied?
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you. If this is true about Michelle being Mike the Spike, you know, you talk about a really crappy, dirty thing to do to the American people and the black population.
But you got to remember,
you know, they finally get a black president in, and he's some vile, despicable.
Yeah, but remember
thing.
Now, the black people
would laugh their butts off.
I talk to black people that are fantastic people. In fact, one of my favorite churches back in Halifax, Nova Scotia, is a black church, and these people are seriously musical, on fire Christians. And I can tell you, 70 years ago, before the social services and the federal government got screwing around and breaking up the black families, they were the most conservative, solid families you could imagine. Now they got multi-generations where little girls are having, you know, 12, 14 are having babies, and social services saying, if you have the third kid, you'll have enough money to do whatever you want. You don't need a man in the house. So then they now got guys where they're serving prison sentences for being thugs, because if you don't join a gang, you're going to be beaten to death before you get to school. So now you get these uber-aggressive, super-athletic guys that have 20 and 30 kids, and they're getting honor payments from mamas that they've impregnated, multiple mamas. They're now getting social services, and those prison checks are being sent to them in prison to buy illegal drugs, okay? So now we've got a situation where the whole system is rigged to make sure that the black family can't get their feet under them, can't buy a home, can't get credit, can't get a good education, and little black boys have no daddy around to go and say, now, you do that, son, and I'm taking out the strap. You don't have that. Oh, you can't abuse a child with a strap or threaten. No, you can't abuse by taking away stuff like their Xbox. The problem is now that this is a purposeful scheme, just like the people, unfortunately, the Democratic Party don't want to tell the truth, that the people that started up Planned Parenthood, the same people that started up eugenics and wanted to get rid of black people as a scourge, these people, you know, that supported this idea of abortion and eugenics, they're inside the Democratic Party. It's crazy. Margaret Sanger wanted to make sure that they get rid of every black person possible, so if you're a black baby inside a black mama's tummy, you're seven times more likely to be aborted in America.
Yeah, and yes, the Democrats purport to be pro-black.
They're not. They're pro-death of blacks. They're pro-death.
Liberal used to mean has been so twisted by these globalists.
Right.
It's a demonic thing. They've twisted everything and perverted everything. So you literally have a candidate running for president who is a practicing witch. Her campaign manager tied in with ritual slaughter of children.
Can you say that and actually with a straight face?
If you think I'm wrong, sue me, you son of a bitch.
Tim,
I'll take you into court.
Are you making aspersions on Hillary Clinton's current looks? Are you saying she's a card-carrying, broom-handle-flying, tall, pointy-hatted witch?
Yes.
You damn well believe it.
Yeah.
She is. Let me tell you, she had a nascent start as a child in a pea coat. And I asked God, I said, show me a vision, God, because I have this access to not only classified information. And God literally sends people by like this guy, Jason, to fix my TV this morning. It was from CENTCOM. I mean, that's supernatural. So here I am. And I said, God, and I prayed for months before he finally sent me a standing vision. And he showed me this little girl going to looks like a New England house in the dark on a really bad kind of fall or winter night. And they brought him down to the basement, and they were doing this ceremony that looked just like, you know, Eyes Wide Shut, you know, saying the Lord's Prayer in Latin backwards. Now, one of the things I learned as a spoof with my brother Kevin is I learned how to speak backwards. Just as a spook, because I would take a reel-to-reel tape recorder, learn how to do what's called phoneme reversal. Okay? So we could do reverse speech and then play it forward, and then you know, oh, you said that. And so they'd think it was real funny, you know, we just thought it was a big joke. So they're saying the Lord's Prayer backwards while they have these goat head, golden things, and the red hoods over their freaking head, going around in a circle, and they have this giant obsidian stone they're going to sacrifice a little boy while she's standing there. And it has to watch this ceremony where they cut his heart out and eat it, and they drink his blood. Now, if you don't think that traumatized this little girl so she can be possessed, you're nuts. And her parents, so they handed her over just like their parents going back generations, because the Rodham family were wizards and warlocks, and Khazarian Satanists going back hundreds and hundreds of years, probably maybe even thousands. And you have to understand that it's a lineage of blood and evil. That's why she's a person of clay and iron. Clay being human flesh and iron being the demonic power of dark, transdimensional beings inhabiting her flesh and avataring her every move. That's why she doesn't act like a normal human.
And it's important
because she's not a normal human.
This information be known to everybody. Because
Why would the Podesta email show that when they're doing
stuff out there that maybe don't like Obama, but they have no idea about
them. Oh, yeah, they like him because he's
I want them to crap down both legs when they realize just how bad it is because
yeah, but no, they think that people like me that say
that
these things
anger
are
will help prevent it
Tim,
from happening again.
Tim, they'll like to hear the scientific side, like when I talk about intermediate metabolism or looking at MRI scans and stuff. They think, well, he's really brilliant, but he's an idiot, and he's a freaking psychopath and a conspiracy theorist when I tell him about satanic things or things about the astral plane, because I've been on the other side. I've been given a commission by God when I was 8 and a half to actually come back to Earth and do things that I'm doing right now on the air. And I'm going to tell you, I have a greater job. When that first day of the peace treaty happens, I'm going to release information that nobody has had on the Earth. As I said before, and I did this as a challenge with Dr. Bob Thiel and others, there's not an individual who's ever had a pulse or a breath in them that knows more about the technical and the spiritual aspects of the Mark of the Beast than I do. Period. And I challenge anybody on Earth to challenge me. I damn well dare you. Because I can tell you right now, it's coming quickly. And some of the actions that we're going to have to do to protect ourselves from Islam are going to lay the groundwork for a future evil potential presidency. I'm not saying it's going to happen, because if we keep repenting, God will hold back judgment, just like the king of Nineveh, 40 years before he finally let judgment fall. But people have to understand that we have a period of grace now. And we have to pray face down for Trump and Pence and for America to keep repenting. And not just making America great so we got lots of money. Not America, America, so we have a U.S. space shield so they can't hit us. We have to pray that America maintains is a good nation that gets rid of abortion, that becomes a righteous nation. It doesn't just say Merry Christmas. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We actually walk it out. We don't tolerate Islam and Sharia law. We don't tolerate criminal activity and cyber attacks. We don't tolerate letting other nations be able to get inside the body
politic. We don't tolerate thugs taking over
right,
shopping malls.
Or Saudi Arabia sending in stealth agents like Abedin. If Hillary Clinton got in, and believe me, we were just a squeaker away from it happening, if it hadn't been for the information released by WikiLeaks and Project Veritas and others, we'd probably be saddled with Hillary Clinton because of the attacks. $1.5 billion spent to get Hillary elected. We just squeaked past that with the grace of God. And there are probably seven states that were probably won by Trump, but they did so much voter fraud. They still couldn't overcome Trump's wins in the Rust Belt states, but there's so much voter fraud in some voting machines in Detroit. They voted seven times, and they were busting in people to vote across state lines.
Hey, that's better than Chicago. They only vote two or three times.
Yeah, I know. Interesting, in Chicago, the dead vote under every election. It's just ridiculous.
Sometimes two or three times, but not seven.
Yeah.
Wow, those people.
I don't know how they get out of Hades to vote, but they do. Apparently in Chicago they and other places, Democrats get them out to vote. I mean, come on.
Well, so by the way, one of the stories I've read recently is they're wondering if Trump is actually going to send us back to the moon.
Let me give you an update on that, okay? First off, the very first comment that the director of the Space Command on July 10th, 1994, said, I'm sitting there beside Dr. John Ogrodnik and our guy that brought us in through the retinal eye scanner to the underground base. And he said, when you hold the sides of the elevator, because your feet are going to come off the floor, we fell literally a couple miles into the ground to the underground city. I've been inside there, including the quantum ray of the actual Mark of the Beast supercomputer Cray array. Okay? So I know stuff that no other human being who's publicly talking will talk about, and I know so much stuff you would not believe it. The very first comment he says, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. I said, you mean the moon? I'm thinking, well, yeah, we've been to the moon, right? And, of course, if you believe all the stuff with Kubrick, that you think, oh, no, we've never been to the moon. And of course, even his daughters come out and said, that's a scam to make sure that people don't believe we went to the moon. And there's still people putting out information, including even Jim Fetzer, who thinks it was probably scammy we never went to the moon. Come on. I know different. We not only have a colony on Mars since 1982, but we've been on the moon continuously, and we have an entire city up there with mining operations. And we also have, and so you have to understand that we have been back and forth to the moon. We have in operation almost 50 years the Aurora space fleet, entire fleet, which, by the way, that Scottish Asperger hacker hacked into the military back, was it 20-some years ago, when they tried to extradite him from Britain because this guy... of, you know, we got slightly higher intelligence, but he's a hacktivist. He hacked into a very low security base and even got the list of the aircraft and even the personnel in there for space fleets that fly between here and the moon and Mars. Okay? Now, I know as a fact, this is not open to dispute by some knucklehead out there, that our space technology is leagues ahead of what people think. We're not just going back to the moon. The Chinese aren't full of crap like us. They actually assigned 3,500 scientists to mine helium-3 from the moon because they hacked into our intelligence computers, and they want to build tokamak fusion reactors, which I've already said for 7.5 years how to build them. So finally Lockheed Martin comes out last February last year and says, oh, this is how we build a 28-by-32-foot fusion reactor that will supply 80,000 homes. I can tell you the technical details of how to build it. So they're full of crap, okay? So when we say we're going back to the moon, no, he's going to take off the thing where Obama finally killed NASA, so we don't even think we have a space shuttle anymore. We got nothing. And by the way, the space shuttle design was designed in 1933 in pre-Nazi or Third Reich in Germany. Okay? So we have to understand we're dealing with almost 100-year-old technology that superseded already the Aurora space fleet were being taken out of service in 2010 by its replacement interplanetary vehicles, which we have an entire fleet. So we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars, and that was by 1994, July 10th. So let's get with the program.
I'm not up to date on that stuff. But
I am, and I can tell you, I will dispute it with anybody, and I will give them a mountain of additional technical information to prove it, okay? Okay, and I have the contacts not only ongoing,
but... Here's what I can tell you. I know for a fact, because I've had some... When I was a consultant to some aerospace design bureaus, I've had some technology demonstrated to me. One time, my mouth...
I know you have. So you need to know this is... It may seem fantastic. Let me tell you, I got told, this is a come-to-Jesus talk, Doc Deagle. Shut the hell up and listen. That's what he said to me. So get with the program, people out there. We're not going back. We've been there. We are there.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me, snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tim, let's summarize. We're going to, by the way, do a video after this, probably 15, 20 minutes after. If you signed up to live stream, you'll get a notice when we're actually going live. And, Tim, we want to expand on some of these things. We'll try not to be long-winded. We'll also cover stuff that we didn't during the show, because the truth will set us free. It says in the Bible, you know, it says that Yeshua and God is truth. In other words, if you don't have the truth in you, you have no salvation. America will be saved if the truth continues to flow through the proper media. There was this cyber bill, the NDAA, that Obama attached to the bill for the military, $611 billion. This is an abomination. And that's a good term, abomination. Because he wants to literally jail people and call it fake news that ask questions.
Before this year is over, Obama will probably be in prison or will have fled the country.
Right.
And
well, I heard two interesting things. He has a home in Hawaii, but I heard he's buying a home in California, which is uber Democrat state. But here's he also bought a bunch of property in Dubai. He bought a chunk of property there, so he's got Plan B, C, and D.
Supposedly, Hillary and Bill have moved a lot of money to Dubai. You know, that's not a problem. We have a military that we can send some commandos in,
we can
push aside anything that their military has. We can go in and get whoever we want.
Right. Not only that, we can actually shut down cyber control. So if we're being screwed around by Mr. Putin and his oligarchs, we can shut down their accounts in 30 seconds. So this idea is Putin is an idiot, and he's going to actually do stuff
here's
to piss
one
us
of the,
off.
But there's a big problem on the horizon, and that's China. China, and I follow their military developments, and China just took a delivery of the first squadron of Su-35s, one of the latest Soviet fighters. They also are their version of the stealth plane,
Tim, I know you're correct about the taking of this hardware, but let me give you three different problems. I talked to Jason from CENTCOM, who came here and did a DirecTV today, and he was there with Benghazi, and he said, China's no problem. I said, why? He said, well, because if we decide to go to war with them, their economy will crash, because 85% of their trade is dependent on America, period, not Europe or elsewhere. Number two, they have no ability to project. They just had their first aircraft carrier being built. And the two that the Russians have, the Kuznetsov, is old and broken. In fact, it broke down off the Spanish coast trying to get to the Mediterranean.
It's a diesel powered.
It's stupid, okay? Now, the Chinese, you may have heard this buried, but when Donald Trump, he's not talking about proliferation of nuclear weapons, because we already have American weapons in Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. They're there. All he's doing is he's going to transfer some central control, not complete control, but central control to the local people. So the Taiwanese have got a dagger at the throat of the Chinese, and so do the South Koreans, because remember, North Korea exists at the pleasure of China. Kim Jong-un couldn't wipe his ass left to right hand unless he asked China to do it. They may pretend there's this tension that they don't like them.
As we squeeze China, China will quite possibly ramp up its little
puppet. Who gives a crap what they ramp
up?
With
a bad haircut.
Let me tell you, here's what happened to China. And I'm telling this from my inside sources. In 8 to 12 minutes, China will go dark. It'll cease to exist. In 8 to 12 minutes. Not 2 hours, 8 to 12 minutes. So you Chinese better buck up and decide to try to buy Vegas, not blow it up. Because if you try to take us on, you will cease to exist. Okay? And we're arming all your buddies, and they got a dagger at your throat, so don't mess with us or it's over. And Donald Trump's the sheriff in town now. Game is over, boys. Get with the program. Oh. Try to work out a deal with the deal maker, or you die. How's that?
All right, we've gone.
Don't try to take us on,
thanks,
or it's Dr. over.
Tom.
Yep, we're going to do a video after the show.
Yep.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.